shot juxtaposition in the edit, but particularly in news. One of the reasons why I wanted to contact somebody from BBC Scotland News, there's been a couple of issues recently, one this summer and one last autumn. Effectively, the wrong cutaway was put in, or it's debatable whether the right cutaway was used. And one was Ali McCoist, who got very upset. And the other one was Alex Salmond. Now,
the Ali McCoist one. Which one is the Alex Salmond one?
It was footage from Parliament in Holyrood, and Alex Salmond was listening to a delivery from John Sweeney. What was intercut was to Mr. Sweeney's presentation was Alex Salmond just laughing and shaking his head and kind of joking as though he, you know, derided what Mr. Sweeney was saying. But similarly to the Ali McCoist cutaway, it was something that had happened earlier in the day from a completely different debate. And the Ali McCoist one is much more serious, was the fact that it was he was asked a question about sectarianism and the problems that have been happening in Scottish football.
Yeah, I know the Ali McCoist one.
Cutaway was shot in of him smirking.
Yes.
And I just wondered whether you could put those in context, because obviously there was a misrepresentation there.
Okay. I think that when it comes to inappropriate use of cutaways and whether that gives a misleading interpretation of a story, you know, we have to be incredibly careful. The problem is that television wouldn't work without cutaways. You need cutaways. Otherwise, everything just becomes a massive Fidel Castro two-hour speech. You desperately need cutaways in a two-minute news package. Also, the other problem that news has is you're churning stuff out very, very quickly. Occasionally, what can happen, which is not the best way of doing news and creating news packages, is the reporter lays down their commentary and then you slap on the pictures to illustrate what is almost a illustrated essay, which is not the best way of doing it, but that can happen when you're trying to save time. When you're doing that, the wrong pictures can be used. It's a mistake. It's as simple as that. I think the problem is, which I'm always surprised at, if I was to do a PhD or a master's, I would be curious to see as to how mistakes are made. If you think about it, every single news package has cutaways in it. Almost every single news package has cutaways in it. We can count on one hand the times when we've made proper mistakes on those cutaways. The question, I think, shouldn't be whether cutaways are appropriate, because it seems if 99% of the time they are appropriate and do tell and reflect the story accurately. But I'm curious as to what happened that 1% of the time. Why was a mistake made and what was happening? And we need to look behind whether it was a time problem, whether it was a misunderstanding between the reporter and the editor, or whether there was pressure to get to air. I think that not just the BBC, but I think there needs to be a broader study as to how mistakes are made in the newsroom, full stop, because I've never seen a really good piece of academic analysis on how mistakes are made.
So in that particular case, with Ali McCoist, would you say it was purely a time issue?
I don't know how that mistake came about. I think it was a time issue.
I have to ask this. There is a lot of speculation it's because of a sectarian bent within the BBC. It was actually done deliberately.
So that a sectarian bent being anti-Protestant?
Yeah. So it was done, in other words, to fuel the situation, because the situation surrounding sectarianism is incendiary in Scotland.
Yes.
It might not be known that well down south. It's a massive problem.
Sectarianism is a massive problem within Scotland, and that's why we need to make sure that we deal with it incredibly sensitively. I'm not aware of anybody within the newsroom that would make that kind of mistake, would do that deliberately and then pass it off as a mistake. But I think the trouble with sectarianism within Scotland is actually trying to get those very honest discussions. The fact that Scotland has more orange marches than Northern Ireland. I don't know if that's apocryphal, but that's what I've definitely heard. It is a gigantic issue, but even if it was done deliberately, which it definitely wasn't, what we need to make sure is that we have a proper process in place so that the producer, that the reporter cutting the package, will have had a editor, normally. Packages should be overseen by the news editor of the day before it goes out. And so for it to be deliberate would have had to require a level of conspiracy, which I don't think is there. I think what really happened, and I'm only speculating, is that time was against everybody. They slapped in some pictures and didn't do a proper job.